The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, good morning and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're going to enjoy the day with me at the Tinley Park Fishing and Outdoor Show Expo there at the 184th in Harlem at the Convention Center. Well, we're having a great time last night. We're going to even have more fun today. Well, let's talk about today's show. First of all, we got Wayne Libera, who's supposed to be calling in, who's bringing a fleet of boats from Waterworks Marine. They're like 5 minutes down the road. They're bringing it to the show from hardcore fishing boats from Lowe to hunting boats. These are great. Oh, my God. It's called a roughneck. I love it. It's the ultimate fishing and hunting boat. I really do mean it. You could get nasty in his boat, and it's going to be fine. But he's also going to have some beautiful Lund deep V boats for Lake Michigan and rivers for walleye and, you know, a little bit of Canadian action and maybe some northern Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. And he's going to have a low pontoon boat there also for us to check out. I'm excited. And then we also have a conservation officer. Isaac Gerard will be coming on to talk to us about the Department of Natural Resources is looking for 25 new candidates to be in this class of CPOs. And they can even guarantee you that you won't be placed somewhere across the state of Illinois. If you want to work in the Chicagoland area for your career, they can guarantee that for you. I like that. So you may want to listen real close and fill out the application, whether you're someone that's, you know, finishing up a degree, you've got your associate's degree, that's all you're required to have, and or some college credit, or if you're a veteran, there's places for you there. So definitely listen to Isaac really close, because you just may become a new CPO. And then after him, we've got Mr. Jim Kupcho. He is the crappie professor. He will be on to tell us about his seminar at the show, but to me, he's going to also try to talk to us about early ice out crappie. We're losing the ice quick, and that's going to be, they look so good in the frying pan, don't they? But he's going to tell us how we can get some of those fish. Hey, everybody, guess who's on the phone with me right now? It's Mr. Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine at the Tinley Park Fishing and Outdoor Expo. Wayne, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful, Chauncey. How are you today?
Oh, buddy, I'm excited. We're, you know, coming up to another show here that we're all at, and Waterworks is going to have some nice boats there, right?
Yeah, we've got, we're going to have half a dozen boats there, pontoon boats, fishing boats. I'm going to bring one of those low roughneck hunting boats, which will be interesting to a lot of guys want to see that kind of product. So I'm going to have one of those there. And, we'll have a few sales guys there to help you make your purchase.
Help me make my purchase. Well, there's a couple of things that I like a lot. Is first of all, that roughneck boat you're talking about, I call it the Chauncey-proof boat, because, you know, I'm going to drop stuff. I'm going to get muddy. I'm going to get this. And that thing, you just hose it down, and it's a great boat.
Chauncey, it ain't pretty, but boy, it's a tool to catch fish, that's for sure.
Oh, God, yes. It's a tool to catch fish, and you could even, you know, tow an inner tube behind it and let the kids have fun.
Oh, you could, sure.
You know, you could do that. But the thing I saw at the store was you had a low pontoon boat there. Now, you said you're going to bring a pontoon boat?
I got a bunch of low pontoon boats here.
Okay, so you got a bunch of low. Every time I come up, they're gone. So this is the first time I walked up to it, and I was impressed.
Yeah, low makes a really nice boat. And, you know, and they have tri-tunes, which, you know, you're probably referring to because you don't see that many of them, but three tubes instead of two. So allows you to put more horsepower on it. It carries more person's capacity. The performance spectrum changes so that you can tube with it more easily. It's not just a, you know, floating barge like a pontoon is, you know, kind of a cocktail cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually, you know, a performance boat.
Yeah. And actually something like that, a tri-tune, which means that there's three pontoons, one in the middle, you know, that's even something you could be using on Lake Michigan, I bet.
Well, Chauncey, my demo boat this year that I ordered for myself and I keep in 31st Street Harbor is a 25-foot tri-tune with a 300 horse.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to that ride.
Yeah, and it'll be in Lake Michigan. It's a great, you know, rough water boat. It's a great day cruiser kind of a boat. You bring the family, the friends, the nephews, nieces, cousins, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody piles on, picnic baskets, and away you go.
Yeah, because I have found that, yes, I've fished in many, many different kinds of boats, but, man, it's really relaxing on a pontoon boat.
Yeah.
And Low makes these. Man, like I said, every time I walked into the store, I looked for one, and, last one went out yesterday, John. Oh, okay, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited about seeing that. And now you're going to have some regular Lund boats.
Yeah, we're going to have that Lund boat on display that we use for the high school fishing tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lund has that program. For all the high school fishing kids, because that's a team sport now. And we promote that through Lund and through our company and through Shimano. And we're going to have that boat that we use, we're going to have that on display. And then we'll have some, you know, I think we're going to have an adventure there and you know, a couple odds and ends. I'm going to have Lowe's new Legacy, which is their price point bass boat, where you get a lot of boat for the money. I'm going to have one of those on display. So it would be a good smattering of product. It should be a good show. I'm glad to see a show return to the South Side.
Yes.
And, you know, we should get great turnout because right there on I-80, you know, you got the Northwest Indiana folks and people coming off north of 355 and the whole Joliet marketplace. You know, so we should have it should be a good turnout for the show.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
Yeah. And we're standing here at the Tinley Park Convention Center. It's 184th and Harlem Avenue. It's really easy to find. So you got to make sure you're here, folks. You just got to come in and check all the stuff out. But one of the things, I know Waterworks Marine won the CSI award again.
Yes.
Customer service. What's the I stand for?
Customer service index.
Oh, index. Okay. Where basically your customers have said, hey, to Mercury, these people are good people, and they took care of me. They gave me the right product, the right information, the right thing, and did everything correctly. And you don't get a lot of them around the country, do you?
No, you know, it's done by customer survey by Mercury Marine. They survey customers direct. And there's about 3,500, 4,000 Mercury dealers around the country in the United States. There's only about 200 dealers out of those 4,000 actually get this award.
Wow.
And we've been consistent. We get it pretty much every year. So I'm pretty proud of my staff about achieving that because it's not really me. It's the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that drive that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we keep everybody educated on a constant basis. And so they're on top of the product. And, you know, we do a huge volume of service through the shop. And, you know, the guys do a great job. And that's how we get that.
Well, that's pretty cool. So once again, we're going to have the Roughneck, which is a great boat to just go fishing and hunting and messing around with the family. And, you know, you could use it in deep water, shallow water, everything. Always set up with a Mercury motor, of course, right?
Yep.
And then you're going to have these low pontoon boats, which I'm very excited about because I want to get on top of one. I really want to look at it. You know, I want to touch it. I want to touch it. And then you're going
to
have
a... Careful, we might sell it to you.
Yeah, you could do that. But I want the people to ask for the Chauncey price. What's the Chauncey price on this one, you know?
Oh, God, the Chauncey. The relative discount.
Yeah, all my cousins.
Well, hey, you know, there are a couple promotions actually going on. There's rebates on the boats through the end of February, anywhere from $500 to $3,000, depending on the boat.
Okay.
And Mercury's got a program where they're giving 2 years of gold warranty, extending it for free, which is, you know, that's worth anywhere from $400 to $1,000. So there's some good promotions on the market right now through the end of the month.
That's worth buying a new motor.
Yep. And then you get the Chauncey deal, and oh, my God, I almost got to pay you to get the boat.
Oh, my goodness. Wayne, I'm excited about all of this. And like I said, you know, and if you can't, trust me, it's going to be easy to find Waterworks Marine. They are the premier only boat dealer down there. So all you got to do is pick up your head and say they're right over there.
And you know what? We're 5 minutes from the hall. So if I don't have it at the hall, which you want to see, you can run right over to the store.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I never thought
about it. I could do a shuttle. Can I borrow your truck?
Sure. They're not going to let me leave my booth all day, so you can borrow my truck. Well, Wayne, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and talking about all the neat things that Waterworks is doing at the show and all the great sales and the different products, because I really want people to take a look at these things. Because you know what? You know, the weather is cracking, but here, us in Illinois, in the northern part of Illinois, we trailer our boats to southern Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, out to Lake Erie, Michigan, southern Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee River. We take trailer our boats, and the best place to get a boat, because I see them when I'm driving down the road, it says Waterworks Marine on the side of it.
There you go. Well, spring is around the corner, and we hope to see everybody on the water.
Okay, and once again, the shop, come to the show, but where's the shop at, Wayne?
186 of Cicero Avenue.
And the phone
Country
number.
Bills, and the phone right number. Down the block.
The phone number is 708-798-9700. Okay, Wayne, we'll see you in a few minutes here with everybody else.
Okay, we'll see you.
You're bye-bye. Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago. Let's fish it.
Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Poygan for the trophy fight.
Will I catch a perch?
Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors and on the telephone, as they say. We have an interesting conversation today with one of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources' finest people. He's going, who's he talking about? We have Isaac Gerald on the line, who's a conservation CPO for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Isaac, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for giving me an opportunity to hop on with you.
My friend, I am excited because we never have enough law enforcement in whatever division you want to call it across the state, okay? And here you are, a CPO, a.k.a. game warden, for those who people who don't understand it. But you, your department is on a massive push, which I can't believe you guys don't have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of applications for.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, our application's open right now. And, you know, we, like every other law enforcement agency in the country, has a huge need to hire people, and so looking to hire and bring on board about 25 new conservation police officers.
When I first received the notice from you guys, I went, how many times have I spoken to someone at a sports show, at a pheasant hunt, at a fishing tournament, and the young, you know, teenager says, you know, I want to go to college and get my degree so I can become a conservation officer. And I'm like, this is your chance.
Yeah, absolutely. So for us, it's been, for us, it's just been a number, you know, maybe 18 months or so since we've hired, and we've been trying to do more community outreach and trying to get our officers more in the high school setting and trying to identify people early on who are interested in our agency. And like you said, you know, when you bring up the events and talking about those kind of things, we've been on a big push here recently to try to get our message out and to get to as many of those events as possible.
Yeah. I just can't even mentally fathom thinking some. I mean, I wanted to be a conservation officer. I'm, well, now what do I do when I talk about it on the radio? But I mean, when I was a kid, I want to be a game warden. But I mean, there's so much that it's not just, everyone says, well, they walk along the streams, they show up in their boat when we're duck hunting to check our licenses. Yes, that is a small part of what a conservation officer does. And you guys really have a very broad job description. I mean, you can never get bored because nothing's the same every minute.
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably my favorite thing about my job is, like, you know, me personally, I don't sit still well, right? So, the favorite part about our job is that it's constantly changing. You know, as the year changes from spring to summer to fall to winter, our job duties and responsibilities are totally changing. And so for us personally, you know, we don't have a lot of fatigue or burnout on our job because every 3 months or so, it feels like we're doing You know, we're doing something completely different. You know, in the spring, you know, we're out, you know, things are starting to get nice and people are getting out along the lakefront or our rivers. We're checking fishermen and boats. And, of course, in the summer, our campgrounds are busy and Lake Michigan and the chain of lakes are booming with boat activity. And then, you know, fall gets here, which is every game warden's favorite time of the season. Bow hunters and you know, deer season and waterfowl season's coming in. And then the winter arrives, and we're talking, you know, we're out riding snowmobiles and checking ice fishermen on the chain of lakes or our local forest preserve lakes, that sort of thing.
But you also, as a conservation officer, what people don't realize, and you will correct me, you know, Officer Isaac, you have more, I don't want to say authority, but you have a broader range of authority than what most people think, right?
Sure, that's very true. So we go through the Illinois State Police Academy just like any state, city, or county officer might. You know, so we have full statewide police authority to enforce any law that any of those other officers or troopers might. But we try to focus more on the natural resource protection, the hunting, the fishing, the boating, the snowmobiles. We try, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of cops in the state of Illinois, but, you know, there's only right now 141 of us statewide covering 102 counties.
That's not right. That's not right.
Well, and that's why we're here today speaking. Hopefully try to find, you know, there's a huge need for us to find people from that Chicagoland area who, you know, want to give back to their community, looking for a good state job with state insurance benefits and retirement. And, year after year when we hire, we fail to identify people from that area that want to do this job. And, you know, that's why I'm on speaking with you today, and I appreciate that opportunity to try to reach some of your listeners.
Oh, no. And, you know, this weekend at the Tinley Park Outdoor Show Expo, you guys are going to be there also, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two different places we'll be this weekend. Number one is the Tinley Park show. I'll be there personally on Friday. My coworker, CPO Tom Davis, another recruiter for our agency, will be there on Saturday and Sunday. And then the other place that you can find us this weekend in Chicago is we also have a squad and a booth set up at the Chicago Auto Show.
Really? Don't go out there and pick any new vehicles yet, okay?
Can't afford a lot of the vehicles there. I was there on the opening day, and it's quite the sight.
No, yes, it is. You just kind of that's La La Land when I go there. But you know, we're talking about, you know, so many things. Okay, the licenses, the rules. You've gone through the Illinois State Police School, so basically you're fully trained state police officer. And you go to another schooling for CPO, but people don't realize that you have the authority in both areas. You can pull somebody over for drunk driving. You could do, it is so broad spectrum for what you to protect the public, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, case by case, officer by officer. You know, some officers, you know, do more criminal enforcement than others, and so much of that is different depending on what area of the state you're in. You know, Chicagoland versus, you know, central or southern Illinois, the percentage of, you know, what kind of criminal or traffic enforcement you do differs, you know, depending on where you are.
Yeah. And another thing that, and this is, I want everybody who's a college student, or maybe you've graduated college and you've got a certain amount, because maybe you can rattle through some of the requirements in a little bit here, what is needed when you do your application. But think of this. When there's a natural disaster, yes, they call the local authorities. But you know what? You never hear about, they're calling the conservation officers. Why? Because they're good at running, you know, doing the boats. They're good at doing the snowmobiles. They're good at, you know, being out in the woods and tracking. They're good at trailing. I mean, it's like you're the unsung hero when there's a disaster that nobody really talks about. They might see one officer in the back corner, but you guys do so much to help the public that has really nothing to do with, you know, fishing and hunting, except that you're versed at it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that. That's actually a large part of our job. You know, when we get the floods in, you know, oftentimes the floods in central or southern Illinois, and, you know, each of our officers has a John boat that's assigned to them, and so we've got the equipment to get out there and help and assist people, and sometimes it's, you know, rescuing grandma or grandpa who can't get out of their house, and sometimes it's other stuff that people maybe wouldn't associate with us. So, you know, I've been on flood details where, you know, a farmer hasn't been able to check on his livestock for 3 or 4 days, and we're loading up with grain and literally taking, you know, transporting food or grain out to cattle or pigs or whatever it might be. Tornadoes, that sort of thing, we're always there. Blizzards, snowstorms, that's where you'll find us. With our snowmobiles out on the interstate, assisting with traffic whenever we have an opportunity to do that.
See, and this is what I mean. It's, you're not just a, you know, conservation police officer, you know, game warden, whatever you want to call them, everybody. These are people that are dedicated to the outdoors and dedicated to you. That's what's so cool about this job.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, the most common place to see us, you know, specifically in Chicagoland is, you know, on the lakefront, right? You're fishing on the lakefront, you see us, or Bussy Woods, and you see a game warden, but, you know, that's just a small blimp of what we actually, you know, enforce or regulate.
What I want to tell everybody is you also have some of the coolest toys I've ever seen in my life. You've got the airboat for shallow water and ice rescue. You have the snowmobiles. You have you have a boat on Lake Michigan that, if it has to go out to help somebody, it's usually in the worst weather on the face of the earth, but it's designed to handle it. And I've been out there a number of years ago with some of you officers, and I was just impressed. I was impressed by the equipment we have to do your job of the outdoors and nature, but also the public health. And I was like, wow, this is cool. So, I mean, anybody, what do they need to, like, requirements to fill out this application? There's got to be some, isn't there, Isaac?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, effective this past July, our eligibility requirements have recently changed. So, in years past, we've required, you know, a college bachelor's degree, but this past July 1st, we changed that. Anybody 20 years of age is eligible to apply with us if they successfully completed an associate's degree or 60 college credit hours. Obviously, 60 or more college credit hours, or active duty military personnel who have served 3 years continuous military active duty time with honorable discharge. And then also the third requirement would be military service, either on the active reserve or National Guard side, who've been honorably discharged with a list of one of our qualifying campaign medals. And that includes, just to name a few, the Afghanistan campaign medal, the Iraq campaign medal, and then Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, just to kind of mention a few of the more common ones.
Someone who doesn't have their full degree, just but has, you know, college credits and stuff like that, can apply. If you're a veteran, you probably come up the ladder a heck of a lot higher, you know, if you think about that. I mean, it is such a neat thing that you're reaching out for more people to do this. And the education that you're going to get in the state police school and your own Department of Natural Resources law enforcement school is just beyond approach. I mean, it's just fantastic. And it's a way for you to give back to the outdoors. And you said it earlier, you're a state employee. You got really good benefits. We all know that. I'm going to say you guys have a good pay. I wish it was a great pay, because you can never pay an officer enough money. Okay. It's a good pay. And you know, you've got good benefits, and, it's something that you can make a career out, not just for you, but your family will enjoy you being part of this. Am I missing something, Isaac?
No, absolutely. And then some of the other perks of the job are, you know, also figuring out where the fish are biting, you know, so that's one of the hidden perks of the job.
That's cool. That's cool. If someone wants to apply and do all this, how do they do it?
A couple different ways you can find our application. For those of you that are on social media, you can follow us on on Facebook. We are under the Illinois Conservation Police on the Facebook. We'll post all of our hiring information there. An additional additional way you can find us would be to go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website, click on the law enforcement tab, and you can find the link to our application there. And then the last way would be on the Illinois Jobs website. Just Google Illinois State Jobs on the website, and you can find our information there. Our application to apply is open through March 3rd. Anybody with questions could reach out directly to me on my cell at area code 309-214-0203, or find us at the Tinley Park or Chicago Auto Show this weekend.
Okay, repeat that phone number, because I want everybody to realize you just had one of our CPOs give his personal cell phone number out to talk to you about becoming an officer. That should tell you how impressed I am with this guy. What's that number?
I appreciate that. I'm committed to finding quality people. So area code 309-214-0203.
Cool. Well, Officer Gerald, well, he wants me to call him Isaac, so I'll just call him Isaac. Isaac, thank you so much for coming on the program. Thank you for telling everybody to be, you know, who's interested to being a CPO, to sign up, be part of this, because you know what? This is going to be a life-changing thing for them. That's something that they will enjoy for many, 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 many years. Okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And last thing, if there's a current police officer who's out there working the streets that's maybe looking for a change, we're always interested in bringing current police officers on board. They can reach out to me with ask additional questions.
Ooh, I love that idea a lot. I love that idea a lot. Okay, Isaac, I'm going to let you go, okay? We'll see you at the show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest. With training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. And tell them Chauncey sent you. When you hold a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. But when you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod or Tatula reel from February 1st to May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt, a $59.95 value for free. So stop in at Angler's Outlet Boot at the Tinley Park Fishing Show or Triangle Sports and Marine on Grass Lake Road in Antioch, Illinois, and pick up a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod. And don't forget your mail-in coupon for that free hooded performance shirt. The Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo is back, and better than ever, at the new location, the Tinley Park Convention Center at 183rd and Harlem Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, from February 17th through the 19th. You'll find resorts, guides, charters, tackle stores, manufacturers, fishing clubs, Lund boats from Waterworks Marine, and more. Learn fishing secrets from top local anglers in the seminar area, and every ticket holder has a chance to win a $500 shopping spree courtesy of Midwest Outdoors. Go to TinleyFishExpo.com for times, ticket sales, and more information.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information across America, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No,
I told you there, guy.
No,
can't catch fish.
No,
what do you think you're doing?
No,
can't catch fish. For cripes sake.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me, we've got a fine gentleman, such a good, he's an educator, he does seminars, he does on-the-water lessons, he's the only guy I know that will take you out on his pontoon boat to go crappie and bass fishing, which I love. But let's give a big round of applause to Jim Kupcho. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Chaunce. How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing fine. And the Tinley Park Fishing and Outdoor Expo that's going on at the Convention Center, 184th and literally Harlem Avenue, right there. It's going to be a great time. And you're doing a seminar. I just want to remember, weren't you in the, as they say, didn't you have some ink about you in the paper this week?
Yes. I was very fortunate to be out on the ice, and Dale Bowman, a gentleman I haven't seen in quite a while, had the pleasure of fishing with him for a day on the ice.
That's so cool. That's so cool. I like that. But Jim, you're coming to the show. We haven't had a Tinley show in years, but what are we going to be talking about in your seminar? Because besides the seminar, you're also going to have a booth there, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to have our guide business. We're going to be advertising, pushing to, book trips. But I think we're going to be covering the spring bite that's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's right. It's not going to take much for this ice to melt. With the skim ice that I saw a couple days ago in the forest preserves is going to be gone by the weekend.
Right. Yes. Yeah. We've got temperatures in the 50s. Now, we do have a couple of snow events that the meteorologists are telling us are coming. I don't think it'll be cold enough to lock the lakes up again, but it's going to get warm pretty quick. Mm-hmm.
Besides how beautiful a crappie looks on your plate, what's the mystique with crappie fishing that everybody loves to go chase them?
For me, Chauncey, I think it's the thrill of the hunt, that some days it can change hour to hour, and there are some days where you can do the same thing 3 days in a row and you're on them. So the thrill of the hunt, it changes some days very fast. And I just enjoy that when it does change is, figuring it out, trying to put the matrix at work and trying to find them again.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking in a seminar, do you also cover besides, the different jigs that you use? You're probably using some Whack'em and Stack'ems, I would imagine, and, maybe several other ones. But you're also, do you use your electronics a lot when you're crappie fishing?
We sure do. And with the forward-seeking sonar or forward-viewing sonar, the time that you're on the hunt is a lot faster now. But I don't want to lose, half of our audience here. That for years we didn't have this technology, and
right,
we did okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that a necessary tool you have to purchase, because it's pricey, and you can still go out there and be successful as long as you have the ABCs of it in check. There are certain things you want to make sure you're doing while you're out there checking these conditions to help you find these fish quick. And it does get easier. Patterning crappie is just like patterning your largemouth bass or walleye. they do certain things that once you key in on that, it gets easier and faster to find fish.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you in your seminars, are you going to have some of your rigs set up?
You know, I'll probably have them at the booth.
We have
a lot of pictures in the PowerPoint, you know, that show what it is exactly we're using, areas that we look for. I rely on map reading quite a bit. I was doing that a lot longer than, say, running the modern electronics. But, you know, looking at the maps and then figuring out how to get the boat close to that spot that you saw on the map that you identify they should be here at this time of the year, as long as the weather and the calendar are correct, and then kind of head them off at the pass, if you will.
Cool. Because a lot of, you know, one of the nicknames for a crappie is paper mouth. And that's because, yes, they have, the really big ones have a mouth big enough to shove a golf ball in. But the membrane, rented teeth today. I have to get a donut from Eddie when we get to the show here this morning. But that membrane is so thin that it tears very easily. So you may hook a fish, but you can't cross its eyes like you're going to do on a bass or a walleye or a muskie or any of those other fish, even a perch. You can't slam it home like you're fishing a perch, can you?
Right, right. That's exactly right. There are a lot of the rods that are kind of species specific. There's a lot more whipping action to the rod blank. You're setting the hook quick, but it's not the energy transferred down to the hook, say, when you're bass fishing. You're exactly right. It's not necessary. Sometimes I tell people, you're just pointing the rod to where the fish should strike the bait and pointing it straight in the air, and that's the only energy, just making that movement very quickly. But it's not a whole body motion and really, you know, getting every ounce of energy you can transfer down the line to the hook to get in, say, a bass or a big walleye or a catfish. It's not necessary, but you want to be quick. You just don't have to have a lot of energy. So it takes a while, and you'll lose a few fish starting out, but eventually you'll get it, and it's, oh, okay, it's not a huge hook set, but it is a quickness that you need to master.
And crappie fishing, I mean, you can, we have a lot of lakes around that are high quality. Shabbanah, one of your favorites, is a great one. Wren Lake in southern Illinois is a factory for crappies. Shelbyville is another one that's producing a lot of crappies. You can do it in the rivers, but do you see them more in the main currents, or do you see them more off the chutes or in, you know, off of wing dams and backwater areas in a river?
Yeah, they're not a body style that lends itself to navigate current. So it's more of the backwater, still water. They really don't like, say, trout or walleye or catfish are kind of built to handle current, where crappie, they're broadsides, they don't like it. You know, it'll blow them out of the area they're trying to rest in.
Mm-hmm.
And the still waters, backwater, small ponds. And one thing you didn't, I know you're aware of it, but the areas that we really concentrate on are the small ponds in the backyards here, or the forest preserve ponds. There's some hidden gems that are right out our back door.
I know, and literally from shore, you could be putting crappies on the table.
Definitely. Yes. Yeah, it's not a boat requirement pattern, especially in the early spring.
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't have to do that. And there's nothing wrong with keeping, you know, like I always said, Mother Nature created all these fish, yes, for catch and release, but got to release some into grease, folks.
Yeah, there are, you know, some farm ponds will report, and where we used to hunt for pheasant and the farmers had ponds, they would actually encourage if you wanted to come back. And we would always take some of what we harvested and drop them off after we filleted them to the farm owner.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the smaller ecosystems, they just can't handle, because they are prolific breeders and they will become stunted. There's more fish year to year being born than the food source available in the small water. So if you don't remove them, they're kind of their worst enemy. They'll eat themselves out of home, literally.
Yeah, I never thought about that. They'll eat themselves, and they'll become stunted, like you said.
Right, right. You just won't have enough food left in the food pyramid for the higher echelon food chain to get bigger.
Yeah, proper you know, ecosystem management is releasing a few in the grease.
There you go.
I love it. Well, when is your seminars going on?
I'll be speaking on Saturday around noon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cover everything we look for in the waterways, what to key in on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll discuss what I look for in a map. I do a lot of my research is probably 2 or 3 days before I hit that body of water and kind of look for some key areas and then kind of read the wind, the weather, where I'm going to set up, and I think they'll be staging.
Mm-hmm.
And then the electronics, and I'll go from the basics of just 2D sonar all the way up to the forward-looking, live scope, mega live view, and I forget off the top of my head the Lowrance version of it. They're basically all the same. Mm-hmm. But we'll go through all of that, and then we'll also show what's at the business end, some of the actual baits that we're running. Now, we do kind of rely heavily in the spring to the microplastics. But there are some days, Sean, I'm not going to lie, that a slip bobber and minnow can't be beat.
No, I'll agree. And those microplastics, are you going to have some of them from Whack'em and Stack'em in your booth?
We're going to have a limited line. I think we're going to carry the ice fishing plastics that he has available.
Okay.
So we will have some of it there. Hopefully we'll get a copy of the catalog that's new this year so mm-hmm. that people can see the rest of the product line.
Cool. And I didn't want to get into it because I want people to come to your seminar, but you're going to be talking about ice is gone, where do I start concentrating early season crappie, right?
Correct.
Right. Don't tell me. I want to come to the seminar. Well, Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning before the show, because I know you're, sitting out there at the Tinley Park Expo at the Convention Center on 184th and Harlem Avenue there. I'm excited. I'll be there in a little bit, and let's have some fun today with the crowd, okay?
As always, a pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Oh, real quick, if somebody wanted to set up a guide trip with you, what's the best way to get to you?
They can call my cell number. It's area code 708-601-1962.
Cool. Thanks. So, Jim, we'll see you in a little bit.
All right.
You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo is back, and better than ever at the new location, the Tinley Park Convention Center at 183rd and Harlem Avenue in Tinley Park, Illinois, from February 17th through the 19th. You'll find resorts, guides, charters, tackle stores, manufacturers, fishing clubs, Lund boats from Waterworks Marine, and more. Learn fishing secrets from top local anglers in the seminar area, and every ticket holder has a chance to win a $500 shopping spree courtesy of Midwest Outdoors. Go to TinleyFishExpo.com for times, ticket sales, and more information.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Low boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation,
all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
When you hold a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. But when you buy any Daiwa Tatula rod or Tatula reel from February 1st to May 31st, you'll get a mail-in coupon for a free Daiwa Huck hooded performance shirt of $59.95 value for free. So stop in at Angler's Outlet Boot at the Tinley Park Fishing Show or Triangle Sports and Marine on Grass Lake Road in Antioch, Illinois, and pick up a Daiwa Tatula reel or a Tatula rod. And don't forget your mail-in coupon for that free hooded performance shirt.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong.
Easy. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you haven't enjoyed today's show. I'm having a great time. Okay. But, you know, we're at the Tinley Park Fishing and Outdoor Expo at the 184th and Harlem Avenue at the Convention Center. So come on out. Waterworks is there. The Forest Preserve District of Cook County is there. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is there. Several other people are there. Some really good seminars and a lot of fun. But, you know, a couple of things. We got to get the Aiden Fishing Report first, because if I don't talk about it, I'm going to hear it from somebody in email-wise. And the Aiden Fishing Report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, we packed up the car because Dad had a meeting near Green Lake. That's almost the Traverse City. We took a walk out on a lake, and while it was covered in ice and water on top, it was really slick and slippery. I had on my ice creepers. If you can't find your ice creepers, I have them. I took them the last time I stayed with you, and Grandma said it was okay for me to take them. Oh, I'm going to talk to Grandma about that. I'm glad he's enjoying them. The guys were catching smelt, with an exclamation point, on small hooks at that lake. That's right, small hooks and light line, they were catching smelt. I never saw that. And the one guy let me catch a few, and I gave them to him because we couldn't take them home. When I told him how you used to catch smelt in Chicago in the nets, he said, "I think your grandpa is telling you tales." I told him, "No, because I've seen it." Well, that's all because ice is going fast. Boy, that's a tongue twister, Aiden. we're going to go check out the river on Monday, and we have a hockey tournament tomorrow on Sunday. Love you, your fishing magician and hockey player, Aiden. P.S. The ice creepers worked really good. Ha, ha, ha. This is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Ah, gotta love Aiden. Okay. First of all, out of Illinois Department of DNR, hunters in the harvested a statewide total of 801 wild turkeys during the 2022-23 fall harvest archery season between October 1st and January 15th. That's a little bit more than last time. Congratulations to all those hunters. It's a tough one. This season, they took 25,373 permits were sold. So that's a great number. So I want to congratulate all of those hunters that were able to harvest. It consisted of 48% males and 52% hens for the fall season. There you go, because you can shoot hens during the fall season. Okay, looking for a job. You'll need a job. You guys retired. Maybe you stopped working for a while after COVID. Psst, I got the perfect job for you. Here it comes. The Illinois DNR is seeking applicants for instructors for summer fishing clinics through the department's urban fishing program. Fishing instructors are the department's solid people. They run these free clinics hosted around the state. These are temporary positions, not to exceed 6 months. It's perfect for teachers, retirees, students. Hey, kids, get a job. Teach others how to fish. And others who are eager to help people increase their fishing skills and ecology. Available spots are based in the following locations. This is not just in Chicago. It's Alton, Bloomington, Carbondale, Champaign, of course, Chicago, Decatur, Des Plaines, East St. Louis, Grafton, Moline, Mount Vernon, Peoria, and Springfield. You need to get that application in now. The deadline is going to end very quickly. So go to the IDNR website and pick out the application and get it out there. We had Officer Isaac on at the beginning of the show, and once again, they're looking for 25 officers to help boost their class for this year, and they've changed some of the rules. You know, you've got to be not less than 21 years of age or 20 years of age and have successfully completed an associate's degree or 60 hours of accredited college or university. You don't need to have your degree, is what they're saying, or 3 or more years of active military service, honorably discharged prior to applying. There are some extra bumps in your application. If you served in a number of different areas, I think you should go online to check them out. But it's going to be a great time. If you have any questions, please call our buddy, Officer Isaac, at 309-214-0203 or stop out at the Tinley Show and talk to them. Oh, you know, we got that. I can hear the flute playing, I think, in the background right now, or it's going to be ready to play in the background. Oh, there it is. And I want to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this is from the Ojibwe Nation. It says, "But each of us must find out for himself or herself what their gift is so that they can use it in their life. Because a gift is a terrible thing to waste." Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the birds we're chasing, the planting, the flowers that are going to be coming up. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. Come on out to the Tinley Show.